Family furious. Nottingham knifeman tried for manslaughter, not murder, committed to mental facility. By Breitbart, London, on January 25, 2024. London, AP, a 32-year-old man with paranoid schizophrenia who fatally stabbed two college students and a man just months away from retirement in the city of Nottingham, in central England, was told Thursday that he would most probably spend the rest of his life in a high-security medical facility. The sentencing of Valdo Callocaine followed 3 days of hearings in which family members of the victims condemned him as evil. Family members slammed the verdict and the whole legal process, arguing that Callocaine should have been tried for murder rather than for manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility as a result of his mental illness. Doctors argued that Callocaine felt he was being controlled by external influences and that his family were in danger if he didn't obey the voices in his heads. As a result, prosecutors concluded that he could forward a defense for manslaughter. In his sentencing, Judge Mark Turner said Callocaine, who had been on the radar of authorities for years and was wanted by police at the time of the attack, had deliberately and mercilessly stabbed students Barnaby Weber and Grace O'Malley Kunmar, both 19, and school caretaker Ian Coates, 65, in the early hours of June 13 last year. "The sentence I am about to pass on you will result on you being detained in a high-security hospital, very probably for the rest of your life," he told Callocaine, who stood with his hands at his side and showed no emotion. "Your sickening crimes both shocked the nation and wrecked the lives of your surviving victims and the families of them all," he added. Callocaine repeatedly stabbed Weber and O'Malley Kunmar as they walked home around dawn after celebrating the end of exams at the University of Nottingham. A short while later, Callocaine encountered school caretaker Coates, who was 5 months shy of retirement, and stabbed him and stole his van. He then ran down three people in the streets before he was stopped by police and tasered. Prosecutors decided not to seek a trial on murder charges after accepting Callocaine's guilty plea to manslaughter on the basis of diminished responsibility. Doctors said he suffered from paranoid schizophrenia and was in a state of psychosis. Callocaine did admit 3 counts of attempted murder relating to the pedestrians he deliberately targeted with the van he had stolen from Coates. At the time of his rampage, Callocaine was wanted on a warrant for failing to appear in court for assaulting an officer 9 months earlier, on one of several occasions when police had taken him to a mental hospital. Family members of the victims criticized police and prosecutors, saying they had been railroaded last November into accepting their decision to not try Callocaine for murder. "At no point during the previous 5.5 months were we given any indication that this could conclude in anything other than murder," Barnaby's mother, Emma Weber, said on the doorstep of the courthouse. "We trusted in our system, foolishly as it turns out," she added. She said the bereaved did not dispute the fact that Callocaine had been mentally unwell for years, but that the premeditated planning, the collection of lethal weapons, hiding in the shadows and brutality of the attacks are that of an individual who knew exactly what he was doing. He knew entirely that it was wrong, but he did it anyway.